Hi, I'm Tomo. I'm from Japan. You are listening T-Pen number 8.
Yes, I'd like to welcome you all to the 8th edition, as Tomo did just a moment ago, of T-Pen. It's Sunday the 12th of February 2006, a week. It's been a week. Oh my goodness. It was a week since we last did it. Yeah, yeah. And last week I noticed I didn't really didn't get into my lollipop. I don't really get into it that much, so I'm like it the same as I was before, so I gotta start looking at it again. Because I gotta finish this thing soon before, like, some alien comes and nabs it out of my refrigerator. Oh, it's so tasty. I got all these lollies here. Thomas got his Gatorade. In the audience seat. What else we got here? Jelly Ranchers? These are all just crap for my lolly, so... Man, I'm chewing. Putting a jewel on these. It's like, chewy. It's like lemon. Do you like lemon flavor? Maybe. Yeah, these are good. Anywho, yeah, welcome here today. So, just... out of here and chew on it. You know, it's just like you're meant to, like, chew gum if you're acting. Yeah. Okay. Once again, you got Google refreshing. Tried to find out how to get rid of that sound, but screw up. Okay. What do you think of when I do that? Okay. For the life of me, I hope I said 2006 just a minute ago, because I listened to T-Pan 7 probably more than 7 times, trying to re-edit it and everything, because I put it up and my bloody theme song wasn't in it. I was like, oh dear. And then I had to upload again the other day, and then it took like an hour to get refreshed into iTunes and stuff like that. I was like, ugh. Anyway. And then, because I listened to it so many times, I did the show notes on info, the wiki show notes, because no one else has been helping contribute to that, which I'm pretty upset about. Oh well. And yeah, in T-Pan 7, I just realized it today. I said 2005, and if it was January or February, whatever we're in right now, 2005, then I would still be in 2005. Oh, funny. Anywho, as the BMW thing I did last time, yeah, I was checking out some more stuff on YouTube.com, and I looked up Top Gear, the British TV show, and then I saw the Koenigsegg. Oh god, I don't know how you spell that. Let me just see. Koenig SCWG. Yeah. This thing goes to like 0 to 60 miles an hour in, 3 seconds? Crazy. This is it, the start of it.
This is the Koenigsegg, Sweden's attempt to land a punch in the Italian dominated world of the supercar. It's their answer to Lamborghini, Zonda, and Ferrari.
Yeah, it's insane. Check that out, YouTube.com. Just search Top Gear, and you scroll down the page a bit, and you'll see Koenigsegg test. It's pretty freaking awesome. As was that BMW thing. Did everyone check it out? Yeah. Giddy up on that one. Hey. That's right, girlfriend. And also, I heard about the Super Bowl. Believe it or not, it wasn't really talked up that much here. I guess because we're not American here. We're Australians in the land of Sydney. And I was told by one of my associates that, the Super Bowl was on. Then I looked up some Super Bowl flicks on YouTube.com, and there's some bloody, like, they put, apparently they put, like, millions of dollars into these ads, and they're really quite lame. Like, there's a funny one for Michelob beer or something like that, and Pepsi one, which was like taste the bubbles or something, and the stupidest one was for Burger King or Hungry Jack's or whatever. I think it's Burger King in America. People, like girls, dressed up in a piece of lettuce or like a piece of carrot, and then they all just slopped themselves into a pile and became a burger. Okay, whatever. And that's kind of demented, but anyway, whatever suits your fancy. Yay for Gmail refreshment. I sent a little audio coming off to Adam Curry about show notes and burping about Senseos and trying to find old daily source codes, because it was so difficult to try and find one. Like, first of all, going back on that little calendar thing he has on his site, I couldn't really work it out. And then when I did, it didn't download properly because, I don't know, that site that it was on didn't exist anymore or something like that. Anyway, something that I thought from day one from my show is I'd like people like my family overseas and stuff to be able to listen to it and find out what's going on out and about and around the place. And I know a lot of podcasts talk about what they do in their lives and everything like that, and I'm not going to be too similar, but I'd like, say if my family's listening, I can, when I get maybe my new iMac, which I hope is going to be soon, because I start college tomorrow for this year, and hopefully that's all going to go well, because I have to catch like 2 buses and it's in near the city, and I don't know if I'm going to make it. Anyway, hopefully everything will be okay. And yeah, so when I get an iMac, hopefully I'll be able to create chapters in GarageBand, or what do you do it in GarageBand, don't you, podcasting? Yeah, GarageBand 3 or something like that. Yeah, and then, you know, my family can skip all the jargon or whatever you want to call licking a lollipop. Licking a lollipop could be, get out of the plastic bag. That's candy jargon for ya. I'm really not getting through it that quickly. So, speaking of what I did in the past week, I think Monday, you know, I do the good old working thing. Tuesday, I do the good old, I don't know. I think that's one of the reasons for creating podcasts, to remember what I've done, because my brain works like a fish. 3 seconds later, it's disappeared. So, when did I start the show again? Yesterday? Am I still speaking from yesterday? Yeah, see, that's how bad my brain is. So, I've written down what I remembered. Written down. And, Wednesday is as far back as I can remember at the moment. What? Do you remember what we did on Tuesday? Yeah, Tomo doesn't know the days either. Everything just blends into one until I go back to TAFE and then be like, Monday. Oh, dear. So, 8 minutes into the recording, and I thought I'd tell you about my Wednesday. Well, so I had no work, had nothing to do. Had to skedaddle to be in the city by 10 a.m. as Tomo and Jackie, my sister, had an audition. I know, Tomo comes here and he gets an audition. That's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Because, as I've mentioned before, my mum's a talent agency. And so they went into an audition for an Aero chocolate bar commercial. And it's like this new caramel Aero. And they're like, Aero is like a bubbly chocolate bar. It's like the little bubbles in it and stuff. And I don't know if it's just an Australian chocolate bar or, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it's around the globe. And they had to... I didn't really know what they had to do, but I just read the script that they hadn't... They didn't have to say anything. They just had to jump around to, like, a girl band. I don't know, like, Avril Lavigne or something like that. And, like, a really girly type of thing. And then they had to go, yeah, woo, you rock, and all that sort of thing. And then the band member goes, oh, you've all been unbelievable. Or you've all been... And this is the inevitable of the encore. And it was just like, okay, this is a bit lame. And then anyway, yeah, you know, we did that. And then we thought, let's take Tomo on the sightseeing of Sydney. So we went to Darling Harbour. And, you know, it was dead quiet because it was a weekday and it was about 11 o'clock or something. So everyone was still at work. No one was on their lunch break yet. The food court at Darling Harbour was absolutely dead. It was just nothing there. So, you know, we got a bit of lunch there. I had a chicken burger, which I think wasn't that good. Yeah, oh well. And then we decided, the aquarium or the IMAX theatre? And we chose the IMAX theatre. It was a tad cheaper, I think. Yeah, and yeah, massive screen that's like, I don't know, 10 stories high or something. I think there's one in Sydney, and I think there's one maybe in America somewhere. And I know there's not that many around the world. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. IMAX.com.au to check that one out. In the show notes, of course. So yeah, we did that, and then I believe we went home. Then later on, I dropped Sarah home, and yeah, and my fishes aren't going too well. I can't find my angelfish, so I believe she or he has perished, and I can't remember what its name was. But yeah, they all got a bit of white spot and stuff on them, so I'm trying to save them back from the dead. They're going pretty good at the moment. I've got 3 tetras, 2 loaches, and that little bristlenose, which bristlenose seems to never have a problem. He's just cruising around the tank all the time. So that's good, but poor angelfish, he was like my little favourite guy. I would always stick around the top of the water, and then now he's gone. Oh dear. We'll have to have a minutes of silence at some point. Possibly not in this show. Thursday, which is the day after Wednesday, I had to go to work from 11 till 2, sugar fix, you know, that sort of thing. And then Mum calls me and goes, you have an audition at 4:20. I'm like, oh, okay. So I got home by like 3 o'clock-ish. And then I had to... Mum had to teach some acting just up the road from us. This, like, my old school. They got, like, a function room and that sort of thing. And she had no way to get there, really. So, I don't know. I think one of her students picked her up or something like that. But, yeah, I had to get out of the city by 4:20. I got there by 4. So I had 20 minutes to spare. I was the first guy there. And I just sat there and waited for about half an hour, actually. And this was at Fox Studios, by the way. Auditioning at Fox Studios there in the city, yeah. Pretty cool. And then, you know, I did that and jetted back home. And, yeah, and Mum got there and back all right and everything. That was pretty cool. And, yeah, the error, this was for the error audition, the same thing as Jackie and Tommy did the day before. And so what we actually had to do, 3 of us guys went into the audition room and, you know, tell your age and all that kind of stuff. And then if you don't know about that, you go into an audition room and, you know, you hold up your ID card which says Derek J. Steen from North Shore Actors, and then you say, then they'll be like, what's your name, what's your age, and how old are you, and have you been in any competitive commercials like for chocolate bars or anything like that before? And you're like, yeah, I'm 19, whatever, nah, never done that before. And then they wanted us 3 guys, 2 of us to be in front of, like, so it was like a triangle type of thing, and then the one person in the back, and they were jumping up and down, yeah, go girl band, yeah, encore, because this is like their 4th encore or something. They just keep coming back out for the fans, and like, yeah, woo. And then she goes, oh, you've all been unbelievable. And we all stop and we're like, what did she just say? Yeah, whatever, woo, yeah, keep going on, yeah, you rock. And then, like, and then they changed it so, like, only one of us would hear her, and then the rest of us would just go, oh, yeah, keep, yeah, woo, we're still going. So the one person that would just go, What did she just say? Did she just say unbelievable? We wouldn't say that, but we just, that'd be our reaction. Body language, guys. Body language. And then the other guys would just keep going, and then I'd like tap them on the shoulder. Did she just say what I thought she said? And like, I wouldn't say that, but you know, body language. And then they just ignore me, so I'd just go, "Ah, screw it. Yeah, whoa, you rock. Yeah, go girl band." And then we'd all switch places and do the ignoring thing, whatever. Yeah, that was pretty exciting. That was my Thursday. Giddy up. And then, you know, of course I watched Lost on Thursday night. Oh yeah. You know, down in the hatch again. It was like a different view. This time we saw Locke coming down, because last time we saw Jack coming in, and then yeah, it was all reversed, and like, oh, and then the raft came back to the shore and everything like that. You know, pretty cool. Nobody tell me the ending if you know it, because I don't want to know, because I'm getting into this stuff. Yeah. Friday, what did I do? Can't remember. I worked. And then I went out to... later that night, I went to wash Dad's car. And then I went to go to a club called the Surf Rock in Collaroy. And my girlfriend and her girlfriends, they had a dinner or something, so then they got to the Surf Rock earlier than me, because I had to wash the car. And then I got there about 10, you know, it's pretty early, and apparently there was a big line and everything, so I was like, oh, okay, dang. And then they were waiting outside, because they'd been inside, and they said it was crap, because it was too, because I don't really like loud, I don't want to hurt my ears or anything, so I don't really like loud music and all that sort of thing when it's really loud and crowded. So, you know, just a mild crowding is pretty good, and a mild bit of music is good. Like, I remember we went to Surf Rock the other week, and it was like, even at 10 or 10:30, 11, there was no line outside at all, so it changes. I guess maybe it's because everyone's going back to college this week, or school, or whatever. Yeah, everyone's having a big Friday night, because Friday night you go to Surf Rock in Colorado. That's just what you do. Saturday night you go to the Stain, which... You know, Saturday night last night, I went ice skating with Tomo and my friend Will. I have to get Will on the show. He drives a Subaru Liberty, and it's very, very cool. Yeah, and we went to... Friday night, yeah, we decided, we'll go to Mona Vale pub, and then no one wanted to go there, so I just went home by, like, midnight or something like that. Anyway, and then Saturday night, we decided we'd go ice skating at Macquarie Ice Skating Rink, here in Chardonnay. And yeah, we had a giddy up time. I recorded some stuff on my portable MP3 player, but the microphone on it just creates too many crackles and stuff, and I listened to it back and I was like, oh my god, I'm not going to put you guys through that pain. So I did also record some video, so I'm going to put a little like scene from what we did. Just I'm going to edit it together, like, I don't know, it'll be like 2 or 3 minutes long at the most. And it's just us being crazy at Macquarie Ice Skating Rink. And there's like a McDonald's where you can view the ice skating rink from. And so there's people in there looking at us. And it was really dead quiet for a Saturday night at the ice skating rink. It was weird. But anyway, we had enjoyment. And I got a cut on my wrist, but it's actually healing up pretty damn quickly. Been moisturizing it. Everyone, you got to remember to moisturize, because then you'll look like Adam Curry. Scary thought. Nah. That, you know, metrosexual moment type of thing. And it was our Saturday night. Then we picked up some of Will's friends from Manly at the Stain. Yeah, everyone goes to the Stain on Saturday night. Manly. And then, you know, went home. If you want to know what we did today, you're going to have to wait. Because I have a double whammy coming up. And you guys have not been introduced to this yet. So I'm going to quickly explain it. Double whammy means two songs, same artist, in the row. I know probably millions of mainstream radio stations do stuff like this. Maybe not, actually. What do they call them? No, I don't know if they do that anymore, actually. Because I used to do it on my community radio show. I'd be like, oh, I got two Red Hot Chili Pepper tracks here. Double whammy coming up. DJ Steen. But now I've got some PodSafe music double whammies. Yeah! Wow, we've been going for 20 minutes. And so, yeah, that's all I have to say about that. So, right now, coming up, we have Blast. What's his name? Blast. If anyone watches his Family Guy, then you'll know what that means. Blast, Stewie, Blast. Just have to find his name here again, because Mark Speckman. First song we got coming up is these are funk songs, by the way. Got to go with the funk genre. Earthling Rebellion on T-Pan. This is episode number 8. Mark Spellman is from the Podsafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. Derek's Double Whammy. You're listening to a DJ Steam Double Whammy. Nothingpodshow.blogspot.com.
you had sex.
That last one was Hot Sexy Ladies by Mark Speckman. You're listening to a Pommy from Pommyland, and I have taken over Derek's chair for the rest of the show. So you're going to be in my hands. I'm talking to you from Yorkshire in Yorkshireland, which is a place that in the London area, but I don't want to tell you anymore because you might come and try and shoot me because I'm quite opinionated. Super Bowl. That's nice. I don't care. I watch the Premier League. It's good because they have balls that don't bounce in the wrong direction. They bounce because they're round. Other balls that aren't round, they don't bounce properly, okay? You got that? Now, Derek was going to talk about something else. You want to come and tell me that, Derek? Yeah, I would. I would. Get out of here. That's funny. I just that voice disappears out of nowhere, and who was the guy? There was another guy that invaded my show from England when I was doing community radio. Yeah, those bastards. Anyway, yeah, that was Mark Speckman before with Hot Sexy Ladies. That was Double Whammy. You're going to have more of them very, very soon, don't you worry. And the next thing that happened today, it was a Sunday. Saturday, I did a bit of work at the Sugar Fix, and then today I had a day off, so giddy up. We went to the beaches and, checked out some celebrity homes like, what's his name? Leighton Hewitt and Beck's house, because my friend knows where that is, and we go, wow, there's all these security cameras and stuff around it. Whoa, that's awesome. Yeah, so we went past there, around the Palm Beach sort of places, that sort of thing. So it was pretty windy, but it was a nice hot day. Had the convertible down. Mum's got a Holden Astra convertible. Holden.com.au. And we had the top down, just me and Tom were hanging out, and then Will came along in his car, and we just hung out for a bit. And Sarah was working at Beach Road, which is also in Palm Beach, but she I don't remember her telling me, so I wasn't sure if she was going, but it was really, really busy. It was crazy. It was like Sunday. I was like busy at this very posh restaurant where people pay like $100 tips and stuff like that. There was a band out the front and everything. We were like, oh, okay, that's awesome. Then I washed Mum's car, and we had dinner, and now we're home and doing a podcast. Yeah. I think it's time for another lick of the lollipop. I just gotta get it out of the bag. Mm. You know what I really want you guys to do? Vote for me on Podcast Alley. Tom was smelling the cigarette. Does it smell good?
Yeah.
You can go smoke if you want to. Yeah. Did you want to talk about Sydney?
I can speak English.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah. Are you enjoying Sydney?
Yeah, I enjoy Sydney.
That's good.
Yeah, it's very, very good city.
Yeah. Do your legs hurt from last night?
Oh,
from
what?
From ice skating?
Yeah.
Are you sore?
Sore?
Like, legs hurt from...
Yeah, a little bit?
Yeah.
I have backache.
From falling over.
Yeah.
We fell over a few times as well. Last night at the ice skating rink. And then coming up now, I have... I heard this, you know, on the DSFC, this song called The Enormous Penis, and thought it's pretty damn funny. But, you know, it's coming up soon because, first of all, I have to tell you, I was gonna just check up here. We'll just go to Podcast Alley. We're doing this all live. If you're at your computer, you know, do it now. Why am I typing podcasting? PodcastAlley.com. Now have I spelled that right? Yeah, it looks right. Yeah, that's the click of the site. Oh, my headphones are demented. I got some sweet-ass headphones from Tomo that he brought back from Japan. Technics ones. Very thankful for that. Let's type in... I think you have to type in the... Pod... Show... About... I'm typing with one hand here. Bear with me. Nothing. The Pod Show About Nothing. See details. Dun 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 dun. Oh my god. Two bloody votes. What is with this? Huh? You think you can listen to me and not vote on Podcast Alley? Rank 1017. This is ridiculous, guys. Ridiculous. One comment. What's this like? Brilliant pod show. Thank you. Submitted by junkmail 0209 at dot dot dot. Okay. Well, does that mean some spammer did that, or? Add your comments and bloody vote, guys. If you vote for me, you can get prizes. Because I got heaps of prizes now. And random people that do good for the land of T-Pan will, of course, get prizes. And, you know, there's various things. T-shirts. There's nothing actually to do with T-Pan yet. You know, I've got, like, Seinfeld T-shirts. And what else did I have? I had some magazines, car magazines, and guy magazines, and... Well, all sorts of lanyards and wristbands and all that sort of thing. I've found a truckload of goodies outside my house one day, and I thought I might just take this for all my listeners. So yeah, if you're a fan of Seinfeld and haven't got a shirt, start being nice. So voting on Podcast Alley is your primary thing, and secondary thing is to, you know what? Yeah, that's right. You're going to go to shownotes.info /wiki/category:the_pod_show_about_nothing and help update my wiki show notes, because, you know, it's all about a community, and I'm going to create a forum for this community, because it's going to be getting big. T-Pans are going to be getting big, and... we need somewhere to release that adrenaline rush that everyone is going to be feeling. Oh, bit of a sniffle. That's no good. Monday-itis, please. Yeah, I'll tell you about my experience the first day at my new college. Maybe tomorrow night. I don't know if I can maybe do it then. Otherwise, I'm just going to make sure that you go to the YouTube.com to check out all those mad videos. And the last thing was to tell you that I think there's a booger on the screen. No, I'm just kidding. Blast! I don't remember. I just had something on my mind and it disappeared. Oh, yes. The ice skating video is going to be in my feed. So if you want to check that out, it'll be something like ice skating video or something like that. So I hope you've been excited about T-Pan number 8. And don't you worry, another T-Pan will be out very, 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 very soon. Take care now. Bye-bye then.
Say bye, Tom.
Yeah.
When you get so low that you don't know which way to go, come on and take a walk in my shoes. Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string, 'cause I've got the cure for all of my blues.
All of his blues.
I take a look at my enormous penis, and my troubles start a-melting away.
Bow.
I take a look at my enormous penis, and the happy times are coming to stay. I gotta sing and I dance when I glance in my pants, and the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way.